New devices to step up your podcast recording. Welcome to the Pod2Pod podcast, where we explore the news, services, technologies, and advice that will help podcast producers and consumers. Thank you so much for joining us this time. I am your host, Matthew Passy. On the episode today, we have Paul Isaacs, Director of Product Management and Design at Sound Devices. And we are really excited to talk to him about the MixPre series of audio recorders. This is the MixPre 3 and the MixPre 6. And we posted the press release when it came out last week, but also really excited to talk to Paul and get a little bit more of a deeper dive into the thinking behind the creation of these devices and some of the really cool features that they have that are going to make podcasting really easy for you. And one of the things that we stress in here, and I want to make sure I bring up again, is this idea of simultaneous backup recording. So this is a USB interface that allow you to record on your computer, but also the device itself can record on an SD card. So you can have both a hardware and software solution. And now the cool thing about this is we recorded this using Ringer. So, you know, I was recording him and then the software was recording his side as well. But he actually recorded his audio on his MixPre device while sitting in a restaurant at a hotel. And so you can hear the audio quality on the device is really, really good. And even though you hear a little bit of background noise, he comes through really nice and clear, has a really good sound. So I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation with Paul, and these devices are really, really cool. Hopefully we'll get our hands on one. We'll be able to do a real full review of what they can do and everything that's available. So, you know, maybe this is something that you're going to want to add to your podcast gear, your, you know, podcast production equipment. So before we get to that interview though with Paul, remember to check out pod2pod.com. It is your go-to resource for all things podcasting. There you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, check out the latest headlines, browse our directory of podcast services, surf the calendar of podcasting events, and so much more. It's all available at pod2pod.com. Now here we go with Paul Isaacs of Sound Devices. We are being joined today by Paul Isaacs, Director of Product Management and Design at Sound Devices, and we are talking to them about these brand new devices that I mentioned in the intro, the MixPre, the Series 3, and the Series 6. I think this is going to be something that's going to really set a lot of you tech podcast geeks out there, your eyes ablaze when you see what this stuff can do. Paul, thank you so much for joining us here on Pod to Pod today.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to our chat.
So you guys recently announced these two devices, the MixPre 3 and the MixPre 6. Tell us, you know, just generally, what was the motivation for this series of recorders from Sound Devices?
As you and some listeners might know, Sound Devices is a brand that's associated with sound for film and TV. Our products are traditionally used on some of the highest-end, highest-budget productions, Oscar-winning Hollywood movies like La La Land, Star Trek, Mad Max, and countless Netflix shows like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. So our products are typically used on some of the highest-end productions out there. And the reason for that is because those type of productions need the absolute best sound quality and the most reliable build quality and performance. And so Sound Devices has made its name in that market and really owns it globally. And a few, when we were conceiving this new product, the main aim was to try and bring that super high quality Oscar winning sound quality and build quality to the masses, so that if you're a YouTuber or a podcaster or a musician who's looking to really raise your game, then this is the product for you. And the MixPre series, they're all-in-one portable devices that record, mix, and act as USB audio interface all simultaneously.
That simultaneously part is definitely the most exciting thing, because, you know, there's a lot of cool digital recorders out there, there's a lot of cool mixers out there, but there's not a very easy to use simple solution that does it all at once. And for podcasters, you know, one of our biggest concerns is having a backup. You know, we always want to make sure that whatever we're doing, we don't want to lose. We don't want to lose that interview. We don't want to lose that moment. We don't want to lose that content. So having that all together really, I think, is going to be is a phenomenal feature. So why, you know, obviously you guys create stuff for high-end productions, film, television, movies, you know, I mean, you really capture the high-end audio world, but what is it now that made you really think about the podcaster's needs in this device and in this series?
Well, I believe that there's been a growing awareness over the last few years that audio quality to gain, if you're looking to provide great quality content, that you need to back it up with great quality audio sound. Otherwise, it lets down the final production. And this has not only been happening in the podcast world, but also in the videography world. We've seen a growing use, a massive increase in YouTubers wanting to create content, and they're spending a lot of their hard-earned cash on really good quality 4K DSLRs, and they're now looking for audio quality to match that 4K. The real big challenge for us when we started setting out to make this product was we knew that we were aiming at a market where maybe that the user was going to be less experienced with audio. I mean, videographers and maybe early podcasters don't have that experience of how to optimize the gain settings to achieve distortion-free, low-noise recordings. So we wanted to make a product that was suitable for the audio novice, but also that would be appealing to the high-end professional. So the first point, that there were two things that we needed to conquer to achieve that for the audio novice, and that was making foolproof audio quality and also a very simple, uncluttered user interface that allowed a user right out of the box to literally just plug in a mic and go without any hassle of trying to optimize levels or configure routing or anything like that. And we've achieved that with the Mix Pre. So let's just want to talk about audio quality. We've developed new mic preamps for the Mix Pre series. Basically, these are hugely wide dynamic range, and what that means is the noise floor is super, super low. That means if you've set your level control a little bit too low, which with other products would result in noisy recordings because the signal is going to be sort of close to the noise floor of the product, then it wouldn't be good quality. So we have got virtually an invisible noise floor. It's close to what the limits of the laws of physics allow. So it doesn't matter if you have your audio level a little bit too low. As long as you're seeing some sort of activity on the meters at all, it's going to be fine. It's not going to be noisy. At the other extreme, if you've got your level set way too high, you've turned your volume way too high, and the contributor starts screaming with excitement, that would typically result on other products in distortion. But we've got such huge dynamic range limiters, analog limiters, on these devices, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. The device will handle it and it'll make it sound absolutely fine. So that was the most important thing. Have an interface that an audio user novice can just plug in a signal, set the volume to roughly about right, and then just not worry about it.
Really plug and play,
really
make it
plug
that
and
simple.
Play. Now, sound devices can do this because we are supremely experienced in mic preamp design. Throughout our years of making mic preamps for film and TV production sound, we know how to do that. And, you know, Matt Anderson, the CEO of Sound Devices, is one of the last great mic preamp designers. He understands analog. A lot of the next generation designers are more digital experts, but really to make a decent mic preamp, you have to understand analog. That's where the art is. That's what determines distortion-free, low-noise recordings, not the digital. And so we've benefited from that. The other thing is, out of the box, this thing is so easy. I've handed this to people, and they can literally just get it going without reading a user guide. They don't even have to go into a menu. We ship the product in what we call basic mode, which means that you can just take a mic, plug your XLR into one of the inputs on the Mix Pre 3 or four inputs on the Mix Pre 6, and literally you're going. You don't just have to worry about turning a knob up and down. There's three volume knobs on the Mix Pre 3 and four on the Mix Pre 6, and anyone knows how to use a volume control, right? And it makes it pretty obvious because there's this like LED, a ring LED we call it, which surrounds the knob, and that glows green when signal is coming in. And it gets brighter with loudness. And if it gets too loud, it goes to orange. But don't worry if it goes orange, because the limiters inside the mix bridge is going to handle it all automatic and make it smooth and distortion free. So we have just three knobs on the Mix Pre 3, really tactile, nice, easy to turn knobs. And then the only other hardware controls we have on the front panel is a record, stop and play button. Anyone can work that out. But the really, what enables us to have this really simple, uncluttered interface, I almost think of it as the iPhone of audio recorders. You know how the iPhone changed the whole cell phone market with its simplistic design?
Right.
This Mix Pre is doing the same for audio recorders in this category. We have a really simple interface with those three knobs and the three buttons, but then we have a touch screen, a really bright sunlight readable touch screen right next to those buttons. And that gives access to all metering and all these other controls that you may not need the majority of the time, but allows you to get deeper into the product. I think we're the only device in this category that has a touchscreen, and that really surprises me. I mean, why hasn't anyone done this before?
I don't know. It seems like with the technology being where it is, that would be a really easy piece to, you know, make available on these devices. It also would probably, you know, avoid some of that, you know, accidental knocking of knobs and things like that in certain places.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I said, we have these two modes, basic and advanced. It ships in basic, and that will allow you to do some great stereo recordings, pro Oscar-winning quality recordings. You don't need to be an expert. If you want to dive more into sort of complex routing and being able to route things from here to there and set up presets and do all sorts of more esoteric stuff, you can switch to advanced mode in the system menu, and it's really cool.
Can you do a mix minus when you have this plugged in as a mixer to your computer?
Yes, you can. So as I said, this records locally, it records to an SD card. And it's obviously a fully featured mixer as well. In fact, I'm recording all of this this podcast on the Mix Pre now, and I'm speaking through a mic, which is being routed via USB into my MacBook, and that's communicating with you over Ringer, and I'm recording the whole podcast here as well. So if you lose your recording, don't worry, I've got it here. So, yes, at the same time as recording and mixing, I can connect to any Windows, Mac, or Linux computer and send my up to 8 channels of audio from the Mix Pre 6 and 5 channels of audio from the Mix Pre 3 to the computer. With the Mix Pre 6, I can also take USB feeds from the computer back into the Mix Pre, assign them to the mix knobs, and now I can actually mix live on the Mix Pre, which is actually really cool. It's a much more tactile and friendly way of mixing rather than doing it from within the computer. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm actually monitoring your USB return, your voice, which is coming back via USB. I've routed that to a knob on my front panel, and I'm mixing your level that way. And it's so much easier than, you know, messing around inside a computer. So you spoke before of it being a great backup. But it can also become your master podcasting tool.
It has its own built-in backup. This obviously would be your master tool, but the fact that it, you know, has the built-in feature to record or let your computer, whatever it might be, like, you have all sorts of backups there that you really can, you know, record with confidence.
Right. You know, I'd like to, so this makes a great USB audio interface for your computer. And I think great for podcasters, but also musicians who are recording into Pro Tools or GarageBand or whatever. I mean, it's as high quality as you can possibly get. The mic preamps are astounding. And obviously, it's not just about the mic preamps. You can connect line level sources in here as well. So if you want to take in an instrument, a stereo keyboard or a drum machine, or even an active pickup guitar, you're going with this. In fact, I'm a musician, not just an engineer. And I often use this device as a way to record myself at the piano. You know, if I get inspired with an idea and I quickly want to lay that idea down, but in super high quality, I do that. I've got a couple of stereo mics by DPA, plug in my vocal mic, mix it, and then I'm recording it. And that often becomes the basis of an actual produced song that I'll write, that I'll fully produce in Pro Tools, and the raw recording that I've captured becomes the foundation of that. This device is also great for guys who are going out and doing little gigs in the corner of pubs. And in fact, the other day I did that with some friends, double bass player, guitarist, and me on keyboards, and we took this device along and mixed the whole thing and fed the output to a PA. We didn't even need to bring a proper mixing console with us, and it was great. And I controlled the whole thing from my iPhone because the mix pre's have built-in Bluetooth, and that enables you to start and stop recording and edit file names and do various things from the iPhone, which gives, you know, a great added level of flexibility.
Yeah, that is a really cool feature that also get with this device is that Wingman app and Bluetooth connection that allows you to control the device from your phone as well. So, you know, you could have it set up on the other side of the room and, you know, need to make a tweak, and right there on your phone, you could be doing what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I don't know if any of your listeners are into capturing video as well. I mean, do you find that, like, podcasters are also doing YouTube stuff as well, and or video as well?
Yeah, increasingly more of them are connecting a camera and they're, you know, doing a lot of live streaming or YouTube video, things like that.
Okay, because this was not only developed for podcasters, but also YouTubers and videographers. For the same reasons, it's all about audio quality. I mean, everyone knows that cameras typically have very poor built-in sound quality, so, you know, using an external audio interface like this, connecting the stereo out into the stereo input of your DSLR, you know, whether it's an A7S, a GH4, or whatever camera it is, and being able to get the audio quality there. But also, if you want to record the sound on the mix pre itself and capture each individual contributor on their own track, that also gives much greater flexibility in post-production. You know, if the mix got screwed up during recording, the ability to remix, because you have access to the individual tracks, is huge. There's a number of other things that are built into the mix pre which make it suitable for videographers. There's a captive 1/4-inch 20 screw in the device, which behind the battery pack on the back of the unit, there's a magnetized Allen wrench, which you just release, and then you can use it to push through the captive 1/4-inch 20 for connecting to like a DSLR or tripod, or however you want to mount it to another device. You know, many of these cameras have HDMI outs, and we have actually an HDMI input on these devices. Now, it's a bit strange for an audio device to have an HDMI input. We're not recording video or audio from the camera, but what we can use it for is record triggering, because many of these cameras output a record start stop flag over their HDMI output. We can detect that so that if the YouTuber or videographer hits record on the camera, the mix pre will automatically drop into record as well. You know, I've heard so many times about how someone has forgotten to press record on the audio recorder and they were just rolling with picture, and at the end of the recording they realized they hadn't rolled audio. And it's like, oh my God, we have to do that again. That was our best take for the video. So this gets around that issue.
So, I mean, this really is a all-in-one studio device, music, podcasting, video work. I mean, everything can be done straight from this Mix Pre 3 or 6, depending on what your needs might really be. So just curious, as someone who's been, you know, working on this product, thinking about the podcaster in mind, thinking about their needs, do you, you know, are you a big consumer of podcasts? Are there any shows in particular that you yourself say, you know, oh, as soon as that one comes out, it's going to be one of the first things I listen to?
Oh yeah, I listen to NPR podcasts all the time. I listen to The Moth. Moth is one of my favorites. Real World Stories. I listen to The Nerdist. So I've got my favorites, and I'm always open to suggestions from others as well. Planet Money, I enjoy. Oh, there's just so many out there. We're so spoiled for choice now.
That's very true. So then I guess the other question I always have is, what are some possibilities in podcasting that, you know, you think are out there that maybe most of us aren't even thinking about? Like, you know, what are some things that we can do with the space, you know, take advantage of a device like yours and create something completely new that hasn't been talked about? Any good ideas or thoughts that are stirring around in your mind?
You know, I think we've sort of touched on some of these already. You know, as a USB audio interface, which is very important to podcasters, the fact that we can take not just about sending audio to the computer, that we can receive up to four inputs back from the computer over USB, means that we have the ability to mix individual contributors from anywhere around the world into a podcast and mix them live on the physical knobs. And I think it's that physical interaction which makes the whole creative process more inspired and practical. I mean, obviously, the sound quality that we can bring to podcasting is key for podcasters who are serious about growing their audiences, who want to provide the best sounding podcasts, and they can now do that at a price point which is unheard of. I mean, normally the sound devices is products you dream of. It's like, yeah, I'd love a Tesla, but I'm never ever going to be able to afford one, right? But now, everyone can afford a sound devices product with the same quality that has always been characteristic of sound devices products. So, you know, the Mix Pre 3 is $649, and the Mix Pre 6 is $899, as opposed to above $3,000, which typically a sound devices product would be. So we brought this to the masses. Yes, it might be a few hundred dollars more than the typical products that are used now, but it's within reach. And now you have got the most beautifully built, beautiful sounding products. These are not plastic. These are die-cast aluminum. They have these beautiful rubber pads on them for anti-slide, to prevent anti-slip. The mic preamps are second to none. These devices, you can drop and they'll survive. They'll last forever. You can drive a truck over them, literally. So anyone who's looking for a product that they only want to buy once and they'll never need to buy again, this is the product. And that's what sets us apart. And not just that, the user experience. I've already told you about the uncluttered, simplistic interface that allows the podcaster, the YouTuber, or the musician to focus on being creative and not to worry about the tech. That's the basic ethos of the Mix Pre.
Well, if you have been hearing this conversation and your eyes are lighting up and your ears are perking up the same way mine have been as I've looked at these pictures and talked about these devices, well, head on over to sounddevices.com. Check out the Pre-Mix Studios, the 6 and the 3. We've got the full press release on Pod to Pod, and everything's on sounddevices.com for you to check out. These are some really, really cool devices that are going to make, you know, take your podcasting up a level, make it a little bit easier to do, make it sound more professional, and give you all sorts of great features that I know we've all been clamoring for. So we really, really want to thank Paul Isaacs, Director of Product Management and Design at Sound Devices, for joining us here today and for recording his side of the interview on his awesome Mix Pre device. Paul, thank you for being here on Pod to Pod.
Well, thank you so much for listening to my blurb. And hopefully the clanking glasses in the background weren't too noisy.
Not a worry at all.
All right. Well, great speaking with you.